This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh yeah, it is greasy in here too. We got a lot of oil pouring oil out of the quart bottles, the cardboard bottles, I just love those cardboard cans. You take that old metal snout and you push her down, the cardboard can goes oil all over the place, and it just happened. Why? Because I'm sitting alive today here on Auto World. In the oil liquid lab, coming from the, and in the oil liquid lab. Why? Well, we're going to get to your questions today, folks. You've been emailing me and calling me and sending me a lot of, questions about how old is old when it comes to oil on the shelf. Oil on the shelf, the quarts you have, the cardboard quarts you have that are now saturated and leaking all over your shelf in the garage. A lot of you might just take those to the... What? You recycle yard? The dump? You might be doing that. And you might be taking those to the recycle yard. And hey, thank you. Let's give you a hand. I do. Thank you for doing that. But you could be throwing money away. And we're going to get to that and more with a good friend of mine that's been with me in my life for many, many years when it comes to oil. Tom Gould, he's a senior. I'm pulling him out of retirement to talk shop. Oh, boy, he's just going to love me for this. That's coming up the third hour. We're going to be talking and taking your calls, your questions and concerning old oil, and he's going to take us down. I'm going to get into his head. We're going to find out some. He won't believe the things he knows because he's been in the oil business all his life. He started with Pennzoil as a young man and, of course, retired with the company Shell because Shell bought Pennzoil and Quaker State, and it's all Shell now. So we're going to get to a lot of great questions that you've been asking me, and you're more than welcome, and please do. Save up some questions, write them down, and call in. Our number here at Auto World is what you're listening to right now. I'm your host, Mark Evans. I've got oil in my veins. 40-plus years of doing it. Repairing, replacing parts, diagnostic. Oh, I hate the diagnostic side of it. But that's how I learned. Way back when, 40-plus years ago, we did not have engine lights. Oh, yeah, we did take the paperclip, and we made the paperclip, go wide so we could put it in pin A and pin C on your OBD1. But even before that is when I started, when we had points and condenser. So you young listeners might not have ever heard those words, points and condenser. That's where I started back in the early days. Well, the cars did have wipers on them, by the way. I'm not that old. So... We're now all the way up to today where we're doing voice control to figure out what's wrong with your car. I said it, voice control, sitting in the cockpit of your car and talking to it. That's where it's going. That's where it is right now. So I'm learning every single day. And all of you, all together with me, as a team, Auto World team, each and every week here on Auto World, we learn together. And we have fun together. And that's what Auto World is all about. Appreciate each and every one of you being here, of course, and be a part of the show. Become a charter member by just emailing me at my address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Also, phone number, 855-660-4261. Since 1992, the number has not changed. 855-660-4261. And again, I'll do a shout out to each and every one of you. It does not matter how you're listening to the show. What it matters is that you're here with me, riding shotgun in the oil liquid lab. Here, the second hour, we're going to have a lot of fun. Absolutely. Coming up, the 3000 Power Ventura. What? Yeah, it's the world's fastest electric vehicle. But I'm going to outdo that 3000 horsepower, and we're going to be talking about a 4000 horsepower Lamborghini. These are real numbers, folks. 3000, 4000. Wow. I can't believe it. We're going to be talking about it. It's the 4000 power. 4,000 HP horsepower Lamborghini is owned by Conor McGregor. We're not talking to him live, but we are going to talk about what he purchased. and how he drives the 4,000 power, or horsepower, 4,000, woo! But right now, it's time to talk about, if you have an EV, don't you want it to smell like something like good fragrance? What kind of fragrance am I talking about? That's right, it's going to be magic. Don't ever believe it, but it is magic, folks. If you've got an EV, like Trey has, a Tesla, of course, and he's got the Honda Insight hybrid. Oh, Axelrod Alex has got a hybrid, too. If you want your EV, all-electric vehicle, to smell like gasoline, Ford has made a premium gas fragrance for your EV. That's right. Because the reason why is because a lot of owners has been buying the EVs, the electric vehicles. Well, they miss the smell of fossil fuels, I understand. So Ford came up with, it is the Mako. Oh, it's magic, the Mako. Yes, it smells like gasoline, folks. Fossil fuel, that's right, gasoline. Well, if you're going to drop $59,000 on a Ford Mustang Mach-E GT, that's right, electric GT. Your own sporty slice of an electric future, of course, that you just purchased $59,000. Of course, that's starting price. The company Ford decided to go for it. So according to Ford, they made the fragrance. It's a premium fragrance, of course, inspired by the gasoline called Mach-O. So they did it, called it Mach-O. It's in a, you can splash a little bit right there, guys, gals, right there on underneath your chin if you'd like. It's a fragrance that's called Mako. You might check it out, and you'll be smelling like gasoline. And I'm not making this up. This is true to fact. Thank you, Ford. You want an EV, and you want the smell? You got the fragrance now. Oh, it's magic, all right. Well, that's what Auto World's all about. You know, I've said it and talked about the smell of the studio sometimes. Today it smells like oil. And of course I'm sitting on the crew got me a good looking gel seat. Feels like I'm sitting on a bowl of Jell-O, but anyway, it's a bunch of oil inside those bags that they built. I don't know, hopefully it does not leak. I'm sitting live in the oil liquid lab today. Think about that. How old is the oil in quick lubes? Do you change your oil? Oh, that's something EVs don't need to do they? No, they don't. We're going to be talking about that with Tom Gould coming up on the third hour right now. I want to make sure that you are part of the show, become part of the show at any one point in time. When you're listening through Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday, whichever hour, whichever day you're listening to, I want to do a little shout out to all our affiliates. Some of our great radio affiliates cannot take the show live. They do a delay. And so when you call our number at 855-660-4261, you might not get an answer. Don't get mad, let's get glad. You can email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook message me. Absolutely. Got to do it. And that Facebook address is Mark Evans, my name. And then I welcome you over to Auto World Radio Facebook page. Instagram account is Auto World Media. Appreciate you being there for us there. Take a look at the oil can that I put up. It's actually a beer can, but it says right on there, old engine oil, and of course, the fastest EV. Well, you know what? Let's get to that fastest EV. It's Ventura. What is it, and why are they doing it? Well, it's the fastest one, the Venturi. It's a 3,000, that's right, a 3,000 horsepower Venturi electric car. And it is one of the fastest. It is the fastest. Well, last year, Bonneville Speed Week is happening right now, folks, down there on the Salt Flats. And in 2010, the Ventura Buckeye Bullet 2.5 is what the last year's, well, 2010, that was the model. They did, we're going to call it the FBB 2.5. Streamliner set to land speed record at Bonneville Salt Flats. And it reached more than 300 miles an hour. And so now, what did they do and how come did they do it? Well, who did it? When we come back, oh yeah, we're going to talk about the creators. Oh, yeah, the Ohio State University is involved, and that's what I'm getting to right there. Automotive repair, automotive mechanics, and automotive people that are making it go fast. We're going to take a short break. We'll come right back with, oh, yeah, the fastest EV on the planet.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
That pink Cadillac goes 300 miles an hour. Oh, this is the month. This is the month, it seems like, definitely. Warm August month is when all the car events is happening. Of course, we had the international, the International Edsel Convention in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting from right now live in the Auto World Plaza right down the hall in the Oil Liquid Lab. Yes, the International Edsel folks were in town. And I missed them. They slipped out of town on me, and I'll get them. We'll get them on the air here. I'd like to talk about Edsels and how come and why. I've got one hanging on the wall in the greasy garage, and why not? Edsel Ford, of course, Henry Ford's son. He's got, I had William Clay Ford give me the signing of the proclamation, and Edsel's picture, and of course, him signing that to get that Edsel on the road, which it didn't last long. Boy, there were some beautiful ones down there, four-door, convertible. I believe there was a 1960 Edsel, which is, I think they only made like five of those. Didn't even look like an Edsel. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. We're talking about the 3,000 horsepower Venturi electric car. 3,000 horsepower, that's right. This week is Speed Week at Bonneville Raceway, Salt Flats. And, of course, Hot August 9th is happening in Reno. And Reno, let's do a shout-out. I want to do the shout-out to the great affiliate. We down have folks down there in Reno right now in Sparks, Sun Valley, and Carson City listening. Shout-out to KNNR AM 1400 listening. I do appreciate it, listening to all 3 hours. And I'm not down there at Hot August Nights. Share some fun with me, folks, and tune in and give me a call when it's all done. And email me. I want to know what you might have purchased down at Hot August Nights. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Send me a photo of that brand new ride that you purchased. Does it have 3,000 horsepower? The Venturi? Yes, the VBB 3 is all new. And I was talking about the team that built this. Well, back in 2010, well, they're still involved, of course. And in 10, Francis Venturi's Automobiles and Ohio State University are back with another go-around at the improved design. They decided to go ahead and build another one, and they're going to try to beat the 2010 record. And they're out to do it, which is at the end of August. They're in the doing time trials right now, and the Salt Flats. And that time trials right now, they're looking at, well, they're trying to reach a speed of 373 miles per hour with an all-electric vehicle. I don't know about you, but I'm not climbing into the cockpit. What's the fastest you've ever been in an automobile? As a passenger? They're riding shotgun like you are with me right now, or how fast did you drive your old hot rod back in the day? Love to know. Share it with us. 855-660-4261. Of course, my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And Facebook, message me. That's my address, is Mark Evans. Welcome you there, over there, and message me, and we'll message together. Why not? And go over to Auto World Radio Facebook side, too. You'll have some fun there looking at what we put up on that site and old ads. And oh, yeah, I've got a picture of the engine too old can. Yeah, it's actually a beer can that I found, and I know that one of our good friends here in Boise, Joe Prin, he does a home fix show. He would love to have that beer can in his collection. He's got one of the largest beer can collections, I understand, in the West Coast, maybe even the world. Ah, anyway, let's get back to you. That means that, in fact, I've got a trivia question for you to answer here on Auto World this week. It's pretty easy. Or is it? Let's find out. Here it is. What car sold more than 1 million units in 1965, setting a record that still stands today? What car sold more than 1 million units in 1965, setting a record that still stands today? Multiple guess. Make it easy for you. Ford Thunderbird, Buick Wildcat, Chevrolet Impala, or the Pontiac GTO? 855-660-4261. Email me. I take emails. I accept them. I got some great gifts to give out. Yes, not only things that will make your car smell good. I've got this little Meguiar's can that's got, you pull the trigger and you throw it in there like a bomb. Well, it's a scent remover. It gets rid of the scent and puts a new scent in there. I've got that. We'll throw in the bag. Bottle of orange, yes, the color's orange, solution finish. It'll make that plastic and black look really good. I'm going to throw a bottle of Meguiar's tire endurance in there. Let's get those tires looking good. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Welcome into the show, into the, oh yeah, the Oil Liquid Lab. And again, I'm here in the oil liquid lab because we're pouring oil. We're touching it, tasting it. No, I did actually get some on my finger. No, it doesn't taste very good. Have you ever wondered? A lot of you have been sending me emails and contacting me through phone calls, emails, and Facebook and asking me, how old is old for oil? And that's the question we put out there on the Instagram and Facebook, and we're going to find out coming up the third hour. And read some of your emails, too. Really interesting emails, folks, that you've sent me on this. And you've always wondered, because a lot of you must have a lot of oil sitting around in your garages. What do you do with it? And that's what you're asking. We're going to find out that. And also, this is Save Your Questions Up for Tom Gould. He is a good friend, old friend of mine. He's not that old. He is a little older than I am. But he's been with, he started with Pinzo way back when. And we're going to get into the hot, cold weather, the stop and go, the cardboard cans. Well, why did they go to plastic? Why didn't they keep them cardboard? Well, we all know that, because they got all wet. Yeah, with oil saturation. But pretty much the same question I keep getting from you is, can we still use this old expired oil? Oh, yeah. Tom's going to help us with that. But most of all, again, you got 3,000 horsepower under the hood? How about 4,000? Let's talk about it right now. The fastest EV automobile, of course, is the Venturi. 3,000 horsepower. Well, we're gonna Conor McGregor is gonna up it by 4,000 now. He is a UFC star, and his name is Conor McGregor. He just purchased a 4,000 horsepower Lamborghini.
What?
Yeah, it's not the kind of Lamborghini you're thinking about. It's a 63 motor yacht is what it is. It's 63 feet long. It's one of those boats, yachts, that sits in the water. Can you imagine being behind that when he hits the throttle of a 4,000 horsepower Lamborghini engine? Well, what is in this thing? It's powered by a pair of MAN V12 diesel engines. And each V12, I said, diesel engine has 1,000 horsepower each. So that, there's 2,000 horsepower per engine, so that makes it a total of 4,000 horsepower. Top speed is 60 knots. Oh, man, that's fast. In the water, this is. Now, we're talking about Trey and how much gas he's burnt in 125,000 miles in his Cadillac Escalade. Well, this 4,000 horsepower Lamborghini 63 yacht burns 100 gallons of fuel per hour. Now, I don't know if that's full throttle or just idling, but that's a lot of money. Giving it a range of 360 nautical miles. Oh, yeah. This carbon fiber water beast. What's it cost? $3.5 million. Oh, yeah. We'll be right back talking a little bit about that commercial hydrogen station. I'm Mark Evans.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News.
The border crisis has now reached a breaking point. From the sheer number of illegal immigrants crossing the border every day to camps with people packed in like sardines, mayors of border towns in Texas say they cannot handle any more. Fox News' Katie Pavlich says the Biden administration may even have wanted this to happen.
The Biden administration has said that the Border Patrol to fail. The White House continues to berate Texas Governor Greg Abbott for a rise in COVID cases in his state list and having the Justice Department suing blame the state of Texas for trying to prevent COVID-positive illegal immigrants from traveling across the state.
And many have already been shipped to cities across the country. And in a rare Saturday session, the Senate, in a procedural vote, moved the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill forward. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll keep the Senate in session till it passes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinary physician, and I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, and then I figured out the cause and prevention of Son of a Death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. In Son of a Death syndrome, crib death was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 28 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today is one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here on Genesis Communications Network. Good to have you along. And wherever you're listening to us on the apps that's throughout the internet, the .com world, hey, I do appreciate it. No matter how you're listening to us, it's all about you and all about the family here at Auto World. Without you, we would not be here. And so I am very proud and honored to have you with me each and every week. And again, I do appreciate you listening to me whenever you might want to listen to me on the Auto World podcast. Yes, just Google Auto World podcast and I'm right up on the top. And I'm very proud of that. So again, each and every week and each and every hour. It's 3 hours long each week. And yes, some of it is being replayed. That's what it's all about, to help and teach. And sometimes, well, I get my motor mouth going too fast and sometimes you might miss something. So you just go to Auto World podcast, Google that, and we'll make sure that you can know what's going on, because we're going to have a test at the end. I don't know when the end is. So you got a lot of studying to do. Good to have you along from the Auto World Oil Liquid Lab down the hall from the Greasy Garage Studio this week. Oh yeah, coming up the third hour, we got Tom Gould, I'm pulling him out of retirement to talk shop. Oil shop, that is. How old is too old when it comes to oil? We're going to find out. Save your questions and dial in. You can dial me right now. We can get them wrapped up and get them into the file for Tom when he gets with us here on the third hour. And our phone number here at Auto World since 1992, 855-660-4261. You can, I definitely do welcome Facebook Messenger. You can get me there. And also, autoworldradio@yahoo.com is my email. Now, let's get to the what? Oh, yeah. I'm talking about, well, the first commercial hydrogen station. I said it, hydrogen. And it's a commercial station. And this is a company that you might have actually heard about in the news, because it wasn't the best kind of news there might have been hitting all of us. Well, when they pushed the truck down the hill with no engine in it. Nikola. Yep, Nikola. You know, they quoted and said, well, that gentleman that's, what is he, CEO of the company now, is he's in court. He's, I don't know if he's gone to jail yet or not, but he's getting close to it because of that and some other things. But that company, Nikola, is not going anywhere. They're still around, and they're still planning on being around. They actually debuted the first commercial hydrogen station, folks. Yes. They're planning on giving us not only hydrogen stations to, well, it's kind of like a gas station with the hose, the nozzle, and you just drive in and put hydrogen in. They're also looking at planning on doing 5 battery electric semis. 5 different models of battery electric semis. Wow. So they've got a lot of financing, a lot of backing. That means money, and it's happening, and that's, well, that's where it's all at. And we're talking about a lot of electric here anymore, it seems like. And it's going to be good the third hour to talk a little bit about oil and how much oil there is in the, how much oil we're burning, actually, how much crude oil. How do they refine oil? I mean, it's, and is it going away? Are we sucking our globe, our earth, dry? We're going to get to the bottom of that here on the third hour also. Well, I hope we got that trivia question out there. Need to get that answered right here on Auto World today. This is the trivia question for this week. If we answer it, we'll have another one for you. Here it is. What car sold more than 1 million units in 1965, setting a record that still stands today? Multiple guess. Four of them. Ready? Pontiac GTO, Buick Wildcat, Chevrolet Impala, or the Ford Thunderbird? Multiple guess. Pick one. For all those detail, oh yeah, all those detail gifts I have for you sitting in the Lincoln Continental out back. And it has not been raining, so they're dry. Here's the question. What car sold more than 1 million units in 1965, setting a record that still stands today? Ford Thunderbird, Buick Wildcat, Chevrolet Impala, or the Pontiac GTO? Here's my email. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Here's the phone number. Axelrod Alex is sitting down, relaxed, on the right behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to make you sound good. Pick up that cell phone, use it as a microphone. 855-660-4261. And an email just came in, and this is from Doug, and he answers the question. And Doug says he's listening to us in Lawrence, Massachusetts. And let's do a shout out real quick, Doug. Hey, I do appreciate you. Lawrence, Massachusetts, a great affiliate there. Yes. Well, yes, it is WNNW. Always on FM, 102.9 FM, Lawrence, Lowell, Haverhill, and Andover, Massachusetts. Good to have you along. He's listening on a delayed station, he says. Yes, you are. Looks like for 2 hours on Saturday. Appreciate it. And he says, I'm on GCNlive.com right now. I do appreciate that, Doug. And, Doug, you say it is the Chevrolet Impala that sold more than 1 million units in 1965. And you're absolutely right, Doug. Woo-hoo! You get, drum roll, please. You won. We got you some great gifts. Doug, if you would, send me an email address to where I can send you some great detail goodies to keep your car clean inside and outside. And, hey, also, if you would, let me know what you're driving. Are you driving a Chevy Impala today? Is that one of your favorite cars? Originally introduced in 1958, the Chevy Impala folks, was the best-selling automobile in the United States during the 60s. Early Impala models sported six taillights, a unique feature which for a time became the Impala trademark. Impala was named after an African antelope back in the day. And there you are. Hey, Doug, thank you. Good to be in Massachusetts listening on in Lawrence there. Beautiful. Oh, yeah, I was caught in a what do you call it, a far Easter? Yeah. I think that's what you call it, a storm back there. And that was quite interesting to be in that. But that's how you do it, Doug. And thanks. Hey, just see your email here coming in with your address. I do appreciate that. We'll get some goodies out to you. Oh, yeah. And the only thing you got to do. Now, did you want that old bald tire I have that the steel belts are showing? I can ship that to you. You have to pay for the shipping too. No? Okay. We won't do that to you. It's good to have you along. Appreciate the answer and the trivia question. Here's a little trivia. With no gifts though. Darn it. I just love doing trivia. This one here, in 1963, Chrysler introduces the first 5-year, 50,000 mile warranty covering engine and powertrain parts. How's your warranty been treating you? 5-year warranty back in 1963. That was the same time period as that Chevrolet Impala. Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. The Chevrolet Impala today is still being built and sold, and it's a pretty nice little car. I don't know if any of you have got a Chevrolet Impala, but they are a really nice ride. Really are. Oh, well, coming back, we're going to be talking about what is happening on 1000 Chrysler Drive. I'm going to return from a short break, a little secret sauce from our sponsors, of course, and I'm looking forward to your emails and your calls. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com and phone number 855-660-4261. Facebook message me. My address is just my name, of course. Mark Evans sitting behind a microphone. I think there's a little coupe or a couple cars behind me. Mark Evans. Facebook me and we'll become friends. I think I got a couple more slots left. I'm Mark Evans from the Oil Liquid Lab right here in the Auto World Plaza.
Who's going to tell you when?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Oh, I need another rag. I just spilled more oil on my hand. Dang it. I was helping the guys here on break pouring oil in that testing machine to find out. We were crushing it, crushing the oil to find out how much it will put up with. Oh, the crushing machine, yeah. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to be along with you this week. Good to have you here with me. Very proud and honored for you to come in and ride shotgun with me today and, of course, each and every week. Don't be bashful, though. I'm sitting in the oil liquid lab. Why? Oh, yeah, coming up, we're going to be talking a little bit about your questions, those questions you've been asking me, and I'm going to answer them. I'm going to help answer them anyway, with the help of Tom Gould. I'm pulling him out of retirement for the third hour. Again, live, we're going to talk shop about oil. He started with Pennzoil. He got hired as a young man at Pennzoil, and he ended up retiring with Shell. And, boy, does he have a lot underneath his cap. And we're going to pull the cap off and ask him a lot of questions, and you're more than welcome. Please do join in. So save your questions up, write them down, or just record them and send them in to me. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Phone number 855-660-4261. This last week in the automotive world, you're in your automotive world each and every day, of course, and you get in your automobile and drive to and from the grocery store. You might not be going to work. You might be sitting at home, working at home, but you still need an automobile. And if you ever do need any help with that, again, I'm an ASE certified master technician, 40 plus years, and that means that I'm here to help you, not only behind the microphone, but during the week. And you can reach me. I can help consult with you at no cost, folks. You can email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com if you don't understand the mechanical organ jargon of what your shop is telling you. Like VT4 on the Hondas? What's that? That's real letters. That's a real number. Means the timing's off. I can help you scan that car with an engine light that's on. I can help scan it with, of course, a tool using words. That's right. I can talk to your shop. So don't be bashful. Always get with me if you have a noise or a smell. Live right now from your city that you're listening to us on, and on one of our great affiliates throughout the world, and or an app that you're listening to us on, or even if you're at GCNlive.com listening. Do appreciate that. And, hey, by the way, thank you to all of you. I salute each and every one of you for spreading the word about Auto World. It's working. And that's what it's all about. The more radio affiliates are coming in, taking the show, and more of you are listening. So don't be bashful. You know, text your brother, your sister, your relative, your friend, your neighbor. Tune them in. Tune in. We got a lot of good stuff. Always. Each and every week. Each and every hour is different. And with that said, let's get right to what's happening at 1000 Chrysler Drive. What is that? Walter P. Chrysler, folks. That's the name. That's the gentleman who brought you Chrysler, Walter P. Chrysler. Beautiful facility, of course, corporate office. I've been in their museum, got to see all their cars, all the, you know, the goodies over the years they've built, designed, engineered, and sold to all of us, of course, today and, of course, in yesteryears, and like the Plymouth Prowler, and it's long gone now. And what is happening at 1000 Chrysler Drive right now is Stellantis. Stellantis is the company's name, and they're launching 11 new BEVs. BEVs. What's that stand for? Battery electric vehicles. We're calling them BEVs because that's what it stands for. They're getting ready to launch. They're launching 11 new BEVs. They're investing. Hold on to your hat now. Stellantis just announced this last week they're investing $35.5 billion, folks, in EVs. And the first one they're going to bring to each and every one of you, and us, you, me, your neighbor, your friend, your brother, your sister, is the all-electric Ram pickup. That's right. By 2024 is what they're saying, stating that by 2024, we are going to have an electric Ram. Oh, you're going to compete a little bit there with the Ford Lightning, maybe. Now, I've got a question. I don't know this yet, but I've got a question for them. Will it be... It will be an all-electric Ram pickup, but will it be able to plug into my house like the electric Ford Lightning can to power my lights, my coffee maker, my computers, my electric stuff that's in my house? Like, you see, the power goes out, you just back your Ford Lightning in, plug into your house. I wonder if they'll have that. Here's what I see coming. In my life of 40-plus years of doing ride-in drives and being sent out on, of course, with two car manufacturers and the test tracks and a whole bunch of different menus, of course, all wrapped around the word Auto World, I've noticed that once one company sends me out and shows me a certain type of... I remember when, in fact, the Ford F-150 had the tailgate that, you know, folded down. We all know about that. But then they had that little stick that popped up that you could pull out of the tailgate, which you could grab onto that, and then the step folded down, right? And I could put my foot on it and climb up into that tailgate and that pickup box. And, you know, I thought that was, well, you know, that's just friggin' awesome. Well, look what happened. My point is that look at General Motors' product, the tailgate on them. I think it's got six different styles of folding for a whole bunch of different applications to make it easier for you and I to get into it and to hold our product that's in the back pickup box. Things are changing each and every day. Once a manufacturer does one thing, doesn't matter the brand, but the people behind the brand, they're sitting back and thinking constantly. Maybe you might be listening right now. I want to salute you. Because once one car manufacturer does one thing and you see it, you got to raise the bar. And when you raise the bar, we all win. Oh, yeah. And that's what I'm talking about right there. I guess I could have called this show this week in the second hour all electric because here's some brand new news that just came in. Delivering David. Thank you, Delivering David. Delivering David, he drives a B210 Datsun. Maybe that's why we call him Delivering David. Oh, yeah, that B210 Datsun. When are you going to make that thing electric? He's shaking his head no. He likes the smell of that fossil fuel, gasoline. Well, he just brought in some great news. He said, you got to read this, Mark. This is some awesome stuff about EVs. Russia plans to subsidize up to 25% of the purchase price of any Russian-made electric vehicle. Delivering David, you did it again. Thank you. I do appreciate that. Russia plans to subsidize up to 25% of the purchase price, folks, of any Russian-made electric vehicle. So now look at there. They're getting involved with EVs. Who isn't? Do you have one? Do you want to get one? Do you think they're worth the money? Do you think that, in fact, the gas, the fossil fuel words, the gasoline and diesel cars are going to go completely bye-bye in the next 100 years? Is it going to take 50 years, 100 years, 150 years, 200 years? Good question. We never know. We'd love to hear from you. Oh, yeah. Now, before we close up the hour, I want to make sure that you know that you can, well, your car can have a brag book, And what that is, AutoBio creates an electronic brag book for your car, folks. What it is basically, the scanners. You can scan put your information down into the AutoBio, AutoBio.com, by the way. Put your information down. They charge $49, and you can put your information down. Everything about your car, the history, where it came from, what you paid for, whatever you might want to put down. Send it to them, $49, and then they send you the AutoBio. And that is all that information is in that scan. And that scan means that, well, have you ever been to a car show where there's nobody around that owns the car and you really want to ask some questions about, you know, when did they buy, how much did they pay, how long have they had it, what size engine's in it, you know, is the serials matching? That's what AutoBio does. A brag book for your car. The QR code is in the window. You just stick it there and scan it. That's what it's all about. The brag book. That's a great idea. When I take my 1916 Chevrolet out to a car show, they're always, if I'm not around, I come back, there's people standing there waiting to ask me a ton of questions. So I'm getting the AutoBio, sticking the QR code in the window on that bad boy. There's no window. I'll have to figure out some other place to stick it. It'll be there somewhere, though. Absolutely. Appreciate all of you being here. Drive safe, and definitely motor on. Stay tuned for Tom Jewell.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Sally Spell, take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
To give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.